brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in about 30 minutes, I'm going to premiere a little 5-minute, 8-second video that Aaron Dykes and I put together. Aaron did a great job putting it together. It tells basically the whole story in 5 minutes. The takedown of Hosni Mubarak coming up in about 30 minutes. Then Gerald Celente is joining us also, popping in. That is Luke Radowski. I want to continue with your calls and attempt, not that I ever succeed, to hurry through them, but Wayne in Florida, who just joined us, was telling a spear gunning story about, I guess, snorkeling or scuba diving off the coast of Florida with a dozen or so big barracudas swarming around them. Probably smelled blood from fish they were spearing, and how they then shot one of the big ones, and then the other ones went and regrouped and came back at him. He's saying, why don't we cut the head off the snake? Why don't we go after the ruling families of the globalists? That's a very dangerous game, and they put a corrupt system in, and our own personal corruption has allowed it to happen. And so we need to take our counties, our cities, our states back, take our federal government back, go after the big central banks through the legal system once we have control of it, and restore the republic that way. It's a very dangerous to just start talking about French Revolution-style stuff, because that almost always turns into a bloodbath for everybody. Does that answer your question, Wayne?
That's got most of it. I have just one more comment that'll take about 2.5 minutes that I need to tell you, because what we really do not have in this world is enough love. It's like David Icke always said, you know, if it's not right, don't do it. If it's not the truth, don't say it, and only give love and never ever give negativity a second thought. But what I had to say will only take a couple of minutes here. Depress my mind and depress my soul, for I've got matters I'll always control. Feeling you this way and knowing it's not for me, let me be me, so open your eyes and you can see. Just like the emotions you get when you take part in someone's heart, sopping up the hurt and pain just like you've been torn apart, touching the agony and tasting emotions and knowing what was lost, but telling yourself what you must do regardless of all costs. So think of the times you felt the exact way. Wondered how you really made it from day to day to day. Hoping it would work and keeping your mind looking forward and straight. And telling yourself it's going to work out because it's all within my fate. For positive thoughts breed beauty and laughter in the lives that exist. So keep yourself in the realm of motion and do nothing but persist. You can do it. You can do it. And the first thing you know you can, winning them all and helping no one to fall, and that'll be our plan. So talk to yourself once in a while and feel the spirits of others and let him breathe the good air before he really smothers. For it's not much to ask for people relating to persons in great need. And when we all understand these powers, oh, Lord, what a beautiful world indeed. Amen.
All right, brother. Good to hear from you, Wayne. Very powerful information spoken from the heart. Very touching. Thank you for sharing it with us. We're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. Aaron, Zach, Patrick, Jason, we're going to get to all of you. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. I just got some disturbing news, and it's going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know that in the Mediterranean, U.S. warships have been massing, also in and around the Suez Canal. Israel has said in the last 3 weeks that they are prepared for military action. The Marine Corps FAST teams are being deployed to in and around Egypt. And now we have this report. Israel says Iran warships to transit Suez for Syria. And Iranian warships are in the Mediterranean, a serious provocation. So we're going to be breaking down what could lead to a major conflict in the Middle East. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Luke Radowski joining us live for 30 minutes coming up in the next hour. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of February, 2011. We also have Gerald Celente on what's happening in markets around the world, situation in the Middle East. Let me cover this very important breaking news. I told you folks that the West, the same corporate interests that have sacked our country, funded the Muslim extremists, funded the communists on record, you name it, to bring order out of chaos, are trying to overthrow a swath of countries, not just Tunisia or Egypt, but Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Yemen. And obviously, this is going to drive up oil prices. This is going to drive up food prices. This is going to drive up commodities and only exacerbate those countries where the people are only making a few bucks a day on average, like Egypt. And now the media admits that they sent people in to overthrow Mubarak. And then right as he defiantly says, no, I won't step down, when Panetta, the head of the CIA, had said he was going to step down hours before, he magically has a stroke and disappears and no one knows where he is. Is he in a resort in Egypt? Is he in a resort in Israel? Did he go to Germany? Nobody knows. All these conflicting reports. Is he dead? Now we hear he's near death. Did he have a stroke? On and on and on and on. Such convenient timing. And now this happens. Bloomberg. Oil climbs as Israel says Iranian warships heading for Syria. It might be true, but we have a media that told us that Russia attacked Georgia on 888 in 2008. We have a media that says that people booed Ron Paul. They play fake video on Fox News saying he was booed at CPAC when he won. I mean, who knows if this is even true? But we'll find out in the next few hours. In fact, let's start checking foreign press. Let's check Press TV, the official Iranian government. It was Iranian government funded, but let's check Press TV and see if the Iranians are saying that they are indeed putting ships into that area, which are crawling with Israeli, NATO, and U.S. ships. Oil climbs as Israel says Iranian warships heading for Syria. Crude rose after Israeli foreign minister Lieberman said two Iranian gunboats are planning to move through the Suez Canal to Syria, spurring concern that Middle Eastern oil shipments will be disrupted. And you're talking about 30-plus percent of the oil in the world, 10% of all commerce going through that. You got the Marines deploying. You've got the Israeli singer on a war footing. This is crazy. Over two gunboats? A gunboat? Remember Dick Cheney wanted to have fake gunboats painted up like Iranian boats attack our own ships. That's now been confirmed. New York Magazine, The New Yorkers reported on that. So who knows if this is even true? Oil climbed as much as 1.9% after Lieberman called the move. He expects later today a provocation. Well, is it a provocation when U.S. and Israeli ships and submarines are right off the coast of Iran? I mean, come on. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Oil climbed as much as 1.9% after Lieberman called the move. He expects later today, oh, it hadn't happened yet, a provocation. The Associated Press reported the first ever protest against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi as demonstrations took place in Bahrain and Yemen. This is the latest addition to the Middle East risk premium, said Phil Flynn, vice president of research at PFG Best in Chicago. This is a knee-jerk reaction to the headlines that Iran is planning to send two warships through the Suez Canal. Crude oil for March delivery rose 81 cents, or 1%, to 85.13 a barrel. It was as much as 103 just a few weeks ago. Brent crude for April settlement advanced to $2.23, or 2.2%, to $103.87. Again, $103.87 a barrel on the London-based ICE Futures Europe Exchange to conduct a touch-up of $104.52, the highest interday price since September 25th, 2008. The possible move of Iran comes 5 days after Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak stepped down. You mean disappeared. Israeli leaders have voiced concern that Iran may exploit the period of transition. The tension in the Middle East is having a greater impact on the Brent market, and it goes on from there. Here's another one. Precious metals, COMEX, gold higher on Iran warship news. Gold edged higher on reports that Iran plans to send warships through the Suez Canal. Israel has described Iran's plans to send two warships to the key shipping thoroughfare as a provocation. Gold spiked up more than $6.30 to $1,380.40 per troy ounce, and it's still moving up as we read you this news report. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. We'll continue to watch this as it develops. Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Alex, thank you very much for your work exposing fluoride. I have an internet radio show. It's called Go Knob, and we have a lot of great guests that are in the modern truth movement, because there's a lot of people got their start on YouTube, et cetera. They're going forward and getting their own shows. And so you're a big influence on a lot of people. However, I must quarrel with your minimizing of the impact of the Rothschilds on this whole affair. They created Israel and
created.
So there could be no more efficient use of the motive of the truth movement to remove it, a la Ron Paul. He's going after their number one business model, which is the Federal Reserve. So I think we should stay with the focus on the Rothschild. That's the only thing I have an argument with you. And I have one question for you. Do you have any open, active Zionists working for you? Serious question. Do you or do you not?
No, I appreciate your call. Look, it's not fair to call up when we don't screen your calls and say that I'm not covering the Rothschilds. I mean, I've made multiple films that cover the fact that the Rothschilds have been one of the main drivers, and I said just 20 minutes ago, and that they're up at the very top of the pyramid. I mean, that's what I said on air. So my whole issue is there's like a movement, there's a bunch of different movements, to say it's the Masons that run it all, or it's the Zionists that run it all, or it's the Catholics that run it all, or a few other groups. And then people just get in these camps and fight with each other all day about who is the purest, who is the best, who has all the answers. And it's easy for people who've never really done a lot in the fight for liberty to kind of take a scalp or count coup and say, well, I've exposed Alex Jones. And so I am this great leader, when I just don't have respect for a lot of the people that criticize the corruption that goes on in Israel and Israel's involvement in the move for global government, because a lot of them aren't intellectually honest. I mean, that's intellectually dishonest when I say the Rothschilds are right up at the very top of the pyramid, but then I add that there's always been moves for empire and that these models were already existing there, and so it's something that these elites are continually pushing for. I mean, it's crazy. But hey, more power to you. I mean, I constantly get emails saying, respond to the fact that you fired this radio host. And then I look it up and the radio host on Genesis quit and says they quit. It's just schizophrenic. I mean, it's delusional. Or respond to the fact that you work for ABC News. Genesis has leased over the years, I think, five different satellites. And you can call if you have a gardening show or a race car show or a show about football or a show about politics. You have to call if you start a network, and you have to shop around and find out what receiver stations have and what they want. And then that's how you're on that. Kind of like I have an iPhone and it has AT&T service on it. But I don't work for AT&T. I don't work for Apple. And in fact, I criticize AT&T and Apple, but it's something I use to be effective in the world to kind of enter the matrix. So, I mean, there's nothing to respond to. I mean, it's crazy. I'm not an anti-Semite, though, and I think that's what people really have a problem with. And the white supremacists are pretty much Fed-run. It comes out constantly that their main leaders are feds, like Hal Turner and many others. And it comes out in the news constantly that people leading Klan rallies or leading Nazi rallies, the feds haven't infiltrated them. They set them up to, again, create balkanization and a call to restrict the First Amendment. So here I am on air taking your phone calls, and it becomes a debate about Alex Jones. I mean, here I am saying I don't want war in the Middle East. Here I am saying I want an end to the Patriot Act. Here I am supporting Ron Paul, trying to get rid of the Federal Reserve. And good fruits, good things. But there's a lot of things that enter into this. Mainly it's jealousy. And I'm not even saying that with the caller. But with some people, it's jealousy. It's jealousy that I make powerful films. It's jealousy that I work so hard. It's jealousy that I've built a strong organization to get the word out. But more than just jealousy, people can't believe that someone could be effective. People can't believe that Ron Paul's real. Look at his voting record. It's stellar. It's perfect. People can't believe that I call Homeland Security live on air. That's not even that big of a deal. I don't even see that as courage. And they say, no, those are all fake calls when he calls Homeland Security. I mean, I dial the number on air. I call him. It's real. I interview big guests. People say, that wasn't Willie Nelson. You know, that wasn't Jesse Ventura. That wasn't George Norrie. And it's like, respond to the fake interview with George Norrie. There's nothing to respond to. I can't respond. You know, respond and admit that you are Bill Hicks. I'm not Bill Hicks. I mean, just because somebody says something on the internet does not make it true. It is the height of bizarreness. But believe in yourself. I mean, I try to be a platform. Other radio shows wouldn't let somebody call in and plug themselves. And I knew when the guy was doing it what was coming next. I could just tell by the satisfaction, by the slowness of the voice. I've heard it a million times. It's like a... You got a lot of people out there who Either they can't believe that people are real, or they don't have respect for themselves, or they're jealous. And hey, more power to you.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Cover issues here, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists want to divide us along different lines and have us just fight with each other all day like crabs in a bucket instead of focusing on the global banking cartel and removing the fractional reserve banking system. You can put whatever you want at the head of it and have a voodoo doll of the Rothschilds or the Vatican or the Easter Bunny, and you can sit there and stab it, and you know, in your bedroom all night, that's great. And beat your chest and say, I'm better than Alex Jones. You know, I talk about Jews all day. Good for you. Good. More power to you. I'm here to say I got my Bill of Rights and my Constitution. I want constitutional money, and I want my country back. And if we just follow the Constitution, all of these corrupt interests won't be able to run our nation. Okay? It's that simple. Let's go ahead and talk to Zach in Illinois. Zach, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, I'm actually from Texas, but first off, I want to thank you, Alex.
Let me be clear, because I keep getting calls with different states behind them. You're in Texas. You're not in Illinois.
Yeah, I'm in Texas.
Okay, we're going to go back through the calls, and we're going to check those states there. Okay, Zach, go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to clarify something that you have been saying. Okay, so there was a congressional committee, and there were the head of the CIA, the head of the FBI, whatnot. They were being asked about terror threats. And a congressman asked Panetta on what Mubarak would do that day. And this was on Thursday, the day that Mubarak announced that he would be giving his powers to the vice president. So the Panetta, the director of the CIA, goes, well, we have gotten some documents on what he might do. We don't have anything on what he will do. But from my perspective, from what I know, I would say that he would give his powers to the vice president, so on and so forth. So then I get on the news, all the main media. What he basically said is Mubarak, what Mubarak had said was that he's going to transfer his powers to the VP. So the CIA director knew beforehand exactly what Mubarak was going to do. I'm sure that's not a surprise to you. But also, I had a suggestion. For all these people who come on here bashing you, Alex, I mean, I'm a huge listener. I think you're doing good. I don't know how you can possibly be corrupt when you talk about Ron Paul.
I don't care. Let's just say I'm evil. I'm not, but let's just say I'm corrupt and as wicked as Beelzebub himself. Okay, let's move on from Alex Jones. Let's take back our states, take back our counties. People are waking up. Let's not always turn it around and turn it into something about Alex Jones. That's what losers do. All they do is infight with each other and run around and engage in a bunch of mindless garbage. I'm here to do a radio show. Can you imagine people driving around the country listening to us on AM and FM stations right now? And they're wondering what we're even talking about. I appreciate your call. I mean, I'm here to take your phone calls and talk about issues. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Ohio. Patrick, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I want to say one thing about Ron Paul and that straw poll is, how do you get 30% such a big lead and get booed? It just doesn't make sense to me.
No, he didn't get booed. It was fake. They admit it was fake. It's unbelievable that Fox, I mean, for those that just joined us, let me just recap it since you brought it up. Thank God a listener actually brought up a real issue. Ron Paul last year won the straw poll, and Mitt Romney's people were all together in one area. Fox News, and this came out at the time, had a microphone amongst them to make the booing overpower the thousands of people that were cheering. This year, it didn't work that way. Overwhelming standing ovation throughout the entire, I mean, you hear it. It's all over the crowd. It's not coming from one side. Ron Paul won, and these cheaters on Fox News get him on and say, here's a clip of you being booed this year, just a few days ago. And it wasn't. It was from the year before. And we've got the total proof of it in the video posted in Paul Joseph Watson's article, Fox News caught in shocking dirty trick stunt against Ron Paul. And we're doing the keyword search term, Fox News caught. Now, go ahead. You got the floor.
I think it's great that they did that. And we get a chance to expose them for the neocons that they really are. And we get to get it out there, word out, and wake some more people up. That's what it's all about. And I want to thank you again, Alex, and I'll wait for your listen to your comment. And
well, let me ask you this, Patrick. Let me ask you this. Why do you think Fox has got so much hubris? I mean, why are they so arrogant to think that they could get away with this?
Because they got away with it for so long. I mean, they've done it over and over again for, 30 years, 60 years, and people are starting to wake up and see through their rhetoric, and they can't figure it out yet. Eventually they will, but
yeah,
or they're just arrogant. They never will.
Great points, Patrick. Good having you on board. What happened is they did the same thing that Mr. Maddow did to Rand Paul. The same type of hoax. I mean, are we going to let him get away with this at Fox News? We'll be right back with more of your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Gerald Celente coming up, as well as Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, confronted Dick Cheney and brought up the 9/11 stand-down order that the Secretary of Transportation, Norman Mineta, talked about in congressional testimony. He's done at least four or five interviews with We Are Change himself, Mr. Panetta, confirming that Cheney lied about saying that he got in the bunker 45 minutes later than he actually had. And Cheney got caught lying in Congress. And in that bunker, he ordered the stand down. And thanks to you getting the word out on that yesterday, it's had a huge effect. We're about action. A little less talk, a little more action. We're here to talk about the issues and the problems, and then we're here to get Americans and people around the world to check out the information we cover for themselves, and then to take action with that information. Now, before I go back to your calls and then to this premiere of this five-minute special video we put together last night, the takedown of Hosni Mubarak that we're going to premiere here in just a moment. But before we go any further, we are listener-supported. And you support us by purchasing the T-shirts, the ball caps that get the word out, that are walking billboards for the truth, that will help you meet like-minded people, the V for Victory, Resistance is Victory shirts, the Draft Ron Paul 2012 shirts, the What in the World Do They Spring DVD, covering the chemtrails, Fall of the Republic, Burmese's excellent film I produced, Invisible Empire, History of the New World Order. It's all available at Infowars.com. And you can get five of my newest films for $24.95. We're going to be getting rid of that special soon. That's less than $5 a piece. You've got high-quality DVDs with expanded extras to give to your friends and family when you visit Infowars.com. When you buy the books and videos and materials, you're voting with your dollars to support this broadcast so we can continue and expand. The TV studio's almost done. Now we're having to make the intros and outros and develop it. I'm doing all this while I'm making films, doing the radio show, doing radio interviews, working on major stories, and I'm glad to do it. But we couldn't do it without your support, so I want to thank all of you that have supported us. You can also, for $5.95 a month, it's like 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv, the live video stream of the radio show, a whole other dimension of info, the archive of that in the high quality, the higher quality podcast there, commercial free, all of my films, expanded original interviews that you've been seeing now every week, where I fly my crew around the country to interview all these amazing individuals, prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, or sign up for a year and get 3 months free, prisonplanet.tv. The globalists are upset about us. They're upset about the effect we're having. And I should be glad I'm just being COINTELPRO'd. I should be glad I'm just being lied about and demonized. It's better than a bullet in the head. It's better than them giving me a heart attack. And that may be in store. But I'm committed to this. What do pilots call it when you've run out of runway and you're either going to crash or you're going to take off? They call it V2. And I reached the point of no return, or V2, more than a decade ago. I'm going all the way. I'm not stopping. The stakes are too high, and God is on our side, and I pray for divine providence in this fight against tyranny. Now, I'm going to give each one of these callers about 1 minute, because I've got to get to this Hosni Mubarak situation, then into other news. I had a Luke Radowski and Gerald Celente joining us in the Power Pack third hour. But right now, Jason in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Alex, I'm so grateful to talk to you and your audience. I woke up a year ago, and I'm just excited to be on the phone with you. First of all, the CIA-backed Google, the CEO came out and said he's very, very proud of that exec who organized the protests in Egypt. A little coincidental that, you know, CIA-backed Google would, you know, provoke...
Google is CIA. It's admittedly set up by Incutel, their public venture firm. It is NSA spying software that they use. So basically, you're searching the web using NSA keyword technology. That's the backbone of Google's system. They helped run the revolution. It's all Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller type operation, and it's there in plain view. Go ahead.
Amen. You know, first of all, I want to say we're Americans, okay? You know, don't let your eyes refuse to see, don't let your ears refuse to hear, and don't let your voice refuse to be heard. I think Americans need to step up. We need to just wake our neighbors up, wake up our communities, you know, email or buy the Constitution for your friends, your neighbors, your, you know, your sons, your daughters. Wake them up to the Constitution of the United States of America. Let's back up Ron Paul. Let's stop voting for career politicians. You know, I'm glad Lieberman and Dodd are getting out of Connecticut. You know, they're sinking us. You know, we just, you know, voted for Governor Malloy, who's raising our taxes. You know, there's so much I can talk to you about, you know, but the funny thing is Obama yesterday mentioned that Bush was inspiring citizens to become points of light. You know, that sounds like an Illuminati type of phrases to me.
You know, he said 1,000 points of light, which is an Illuminati term. You're absolutely right. Anything else?
I just want to say, America, wake up. Again, don't let your eyes refuse to see. Don't let your ears refuse to hear, and don't let your voices be refused to be heard. We all need to stand up together, work as Americans. We are America. Let's bring it back. Alex, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of your listeners. Let's keep the V campaign going, and, you know, I'm just proud to be an American. Let's just bring it back, guys.
Absolutely. Look at the awakening that's happening. Look at how far we've come together. And talking about this V for Victory campaign, the answer to 1984, 1776 campaign, it is so huge what is happening with that. It is just unbelievable. This is the biggest response we've ever had. And I see all these incredible videos of people out there involved in activism. I salute all of you. It is so incredible to behold. Carissa in New Mexico, you're on the air.
I've been listening for about 2 months, and you really have a powerful insight into how the world works. I wanted to tell you about something. You probably already know, but it's a powerful way to describe it, which is a concept from physics called Maxwell's demon. And it's a way to describe the second law of thermodynamics that Maxwell came up with. And it basically is a hypothetical system that explains that for heat to flow from cold to hot, you would have to have a hypothetical demon controlling, interrogating each molecule that goes one way and the other. And I think this is how the globalists can forge into new areas they're not in yet, where there may be places like court decisions or committees reviewing proposals and so forth where subjectivity comes into play. And then it's only in those subjective points where, you know, they can make the judgment call and push things their way. So I think this is a powerful analogy, and it creates a lot of structure in biological systems, and I think you could apply it to, you know, how the globalists are able to infiltrate and make it look like things are proceeding by law and order, but they're really not, and they're really only going in one direction.
Well, the globalists study how humans operate and how civilizations develop, and they know how to deploy themselves at key junctures, and by controlling the issuance of currency and credit, they're able to take over the entire planet because they issue the symbol of energy, the symbol of food, the symbol of sustenance, and what sustains people. And so through the issuance of fiat currency and credit, they take over the world. Great points. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Scott in Washington. Scott, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. I wanted to talk a little bit about this thing that they're trying to run with this healthcare hoax as in the light of the last decision. But I wanted to ask you something real quick before I get into that. You had mentioned back in December something about you had wanted to get Mike Gravel on your show in light of a new 9/11 investigation. And I don't know whether or not you were able to do that, but I had sent to both your show tips and your Aaron at InfoWars his contact information, and I don't know whether or not you ever got it or not.
All right, I'm having one of those forgetful moments. The name rings a bell. Isn't he the liberal talk show host?
No, he was the senator from Alaska, ran for president.
Oh, okay, I thought you were saying Gravel. You're talking about former Senator Gravel.
Yes, Gravel.
Absolutely, I know who he is. That's why I couldn't pull up who it was, because I was hearing you wrong. Yes, I want to get Senator Gravel on, because he's very boldly come out and talked about 9/11 being an inside job, and it's very, very exciting.
Because, yeah, he does want to come on, because he did send me his new contact information to forward to you, and I had sent it to Show Tips on December 29th. I don't know if you got it or not.
Yeah, some of that stuff gets lost in the mix. Why don't you, I'm going to put you on hold, but just please don't send us a bunch of spam in it, because it gets filled up. I'm going to give you my producer's email, and you can send us that new info. I really appreciate it. Anything else, Scott?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up real quickly about this healthcare, the new hoax that they're trying to run around, and especially, and I've heard Tom Hartman doing this, trying to say that there's nowhere in the Constitution where a federal judge or the Supreme Court has a right to overturn a law that's made if it's constitutional, and then trying to quote Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which is absolutely bull, because they think that nobody is actually going to go and check it out for themselves. And then when you actually read it, it doesn't say what they're trying to allege that they're saying. So that's just another hoax that they're now trying to run.
Well, notice so-called liberals love courts overturning laws when it's laws that they don't like. But now they're saying courts, because they're overturning it across the board, don't have a right to overturn health care. Of course it's unconstitutional to make you buy something from a private interest. If they can make you buy insurance, they can make you buy a Maytag dishwasher. They can make you buy, diamonds from the local diamond shop. They can make you eat broccoli. I mean, it's indentured servitude. It's a form of enslavement, where they don't put you on a plantation. They just make you buy things, from them. And you're absolutely right, that courts are there to overturn laws that are unconstitutional. I appreciate your points on that. I'm going to go ahead now and get into this Hosni Mubarak situation. Then I'll come back and go to Brian, Charles, David, Matt, and others. If you go to Infowars.com, you can see the second story in the featured news area. It's titled The Takedown of Hosni Mubarak. Why has the media left untouched the mystery of Mubarak's reported coma coinciding with his sudden departure? He refuses to step down and then magically disappears, and we hear he has stepped down. That's a classic coup. And I'm no fan of Hosni Mubarak, but what does this say to other dictators the globalists control? What does this say? I mean, it shows how ruthless and backstabbing these people are, and now they're putting in the same military junta that was in control before. And they're trying to overthrow other countries in the Middle East to destabilize things. And look at Iran now with the reported warships. This is escalating. This is a strategy of tension, of divide and conquer, of balkanization via the great game. Let's go ahead and go to this five-minute video that breaks it down, the takedown of Hosni Mubarak. Dumb does the system think we are? 30 years or three decades of his iron rule over the North African... All right, that's enough. We have a computer system problem that continues to do that. I'm going to have to purchase whatever computers are. Maybe we should put Apples in there instead of PCs running Linux or whatever to play these videos, because this is happening to more and more of the videos and basically just devastating the broadcast. More and more it does this where, remember last week it was playing, I was playing clips of Obama, and it was sounding like he was drunk. Okay, we'll go ahead and play the video now. Here it is. How dumb does the system think we are? 30 years or three decades of his iron rule over the North African state of Egypt. Hosni Mubarak refuses to step down, even though the head of the CIA is in front of Congress saying he's going to step down in a few hours. Mubarak comes out and defiantly says, I will not step down. I will not let this foreign conspiracy overtake Egypt. And then magically, we're now told he had a stroke right after that. And the army announced the next day that they would be, quote, reforming things. This is a public military coup. There's no democratization. There's no calls for election. CNN and Anderson Cooper, who's admitted CIA, are announcing how great this move towards freedom is. Mubarak is reportedly in Egypt with a stroke, or maybe even dead. He's in northern Israel on the side of the sea. We don't know where he is. And where's the media? This is an issue that isn't even being discussed. Right after he says, I will not step down, this happens to him. What's developing here is the bodies are being buried. This guy has been the distribution center for the kidnapped people being taken to torture sites all over the world. This is the main central site for black sites or ghost sites where all this illegal activity is going on. This guy has the dirt on George W. Bush. He has the dirt on Barack Obama. This is the man who's followed all of their orders. There's a problem. In the last year, it's been reported that Hosni Mubarak refused to politically get behind greenlighting an attack on Iran when Egypt is on Israel's western flank. Hosni Mubarak refused to expand other wars in the region. And this is a message to all the other Arab regimes. You get behind this buildup towards war with Iran or it's over for you politically. And now the Muslim Brotherhood is admittedly British intelligence is trying to overthrow Saudi Arabia, Yemen, Jordan, all of these allies. What does this say to people that have gone along with the New World Order? What does it say to individuals watching out there that have bought into teaming up with this system? You will be betrayed in the end. How much more obvious does it have to get? And you look at the fate of Nasser with the heart attack after he gave a defiant speech and other leaders in Egypt and many other countries. This is a message being sent out to the world, not just Middle Eastern politicians, not just politicians in Africa or Latin America or Asia, but to American politicians. just like the message was sent with John F. Kennedy's murder. If you don't play ball and submit to the banking cartel, we will kill you, whether it's a gunshot to the head or whether it's a convenient stroke or heart attack. But the current issue that's looking us right in the eyes, that's in our face, is why isn't the corporate media in the U.S. talking more about the mysterious disappearance of Hosni Mubarak? The biggest story in the world right now is Egypt and the rebellions spreading all over the Middle East, North Africa. Why isn't it a bigger discussion about where Mubarak has gone to and what messages it sends to all these pliant dictators and servants that the British and the Swiss and others are moving to seize the ill-gotten gains of Hosni Mubarak after he served them so well? Yes, Mubarak was a terrible dictator, just like Saddam Hussein, just like bin Laden was a globalist asset. But why are they treating their servants so badly? Did they ask him to do something so horrible that his conscience kicked in? We know the facts. There was a Western-funded military coup of Egypt. There are no elections. Just like shark teeth, Mubarak has been removed and another row has rolled up. And then we're told this is freedom? The people are smart enough to understand what's happening. And if the globalists want dictatorships in Egypt and in every other country they influence, what do they want domestically? And we know they want a police state tyranny. And the very same corporate interests that run Egypt run the United States through fraud. And they're threatening members of Congress. They're assassinating people. And we are all under this yoke of global corporate tyranny. But once we wake up and are aware of it, it loses its power. So wake up to learn more about this and other vital topics. Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You're on the site. You can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want. Okay, so there is that little five-minute video, the takedown of Hosni Mubarak. And it is, again, available at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. If you want to send somebody a five-minute video, so you don't have to talk till you're blue in the face, talking to my neighbors, talking to friends, family, they say, well, what, you're saying the revolution isn't good in Egypt? And I'm like, no. The people have a right to revolt. They don't deserve to be under a dictatorship. But our supposed government chooses to put dictators in and to support dictators all over the world, including Hosni Mubarak, then suddenly they tell Mubarak to step down. When he doesn't step down, he has a stroke and disappears, and it's not a bigger media issue. And then there's a larger discussion in all of this that we have to look at, and that is, why on earth does our government try to put dictators in around the world? And what does that mean about what they want to install here in the United States? And then it goes even further. How do they go from telling us Mubarak's a great guy to overnight, this is democracy, this is freedom, this is great what's happening? I mean, don't people put two and two together? They're not even setting up a constitutional republic. They're not even setting up mob rule democratization. They're just putting in the military men that were below him. And we know that Mubarak refused a year ago to get behind an attack on Iran. That is, to politically support it and allow aircraft to overfly and land inside the country. And it's on the western flank of Israel. We know that he did a lot of other things that made them mad. And so, basically, a message is being sent. You do what you're told or you're going to have a stroke. Mubarak was told to step down. Our media said he was going to step down. He was supposed to give a speech and step down. He defiantly got up and said, I'm not stepping down until September. I've got to have this transition of government or the country's going to be engulfed in the chaos. And he went further and said that more radical elements of Islam are going to get control and then we're going to end up having wars. That's the plan, Mubarak. That's the program that the globalists want. That's the strategy of tension. Brzezinski's written books on it. Kissinger's given speeches on it. This is not a secret. But the social controllers are counting on the general public not looking into this because it's too sophisticated on the surface. Let's go back to your phone calls. I had Luke Radowski joining us. Brian in Connecticut, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Yeah, the thing is, you just did that video about the media not covering what's going on with Mubarak. It's quite obvious why they're not covering it. It doesn't suit their agenda. They want to try to keep us, you know, in the dark. Now, you know, throughout all of the videos, the documentaries that you have brought to enlighten people, which I give you enormous respect and admiration for, the thing that I'm having a problem with is I've been unemployed for almost 2 years now. My benefits are going to be running out. My girlfriend works in retail. Her hours are being cut. Even during the busiest time of the year, during the holidays, she was working on part-time hours. You know, so our funds are running out. I don't have the money to go make flyers, to make stickers. Anytime I look to find activist groups where I can join with them and go to my local government and protest what's going on, it almost seems like I'm being hindered from making connections with these people. I can't search through search engines to find them. My question to you is, because you are a leader to the people, people are looking to you for direction. Is there any way that you can help in making connections from person A to person Z, from the East Coast to the West Coast, so that people can actually start to organize to make a movement? Because in my eye, I feel as though with what's been going on with politics since Reagan, since, you know, even way before, they're just puppets. You know, Obama came in screaming change. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. He pulled the 180. What's to prevent Ron Paul from doing the same thing? I'm very skeptical. You know, I don't know who to turn to. I don't know who to trust. And I'm scared. I'm afraid. I lose sleep at night. I talk to all my neighbors. I talk to my friends. When I go into stores and I pay the cashier, I try to get their mind thinking of, you know, what's going on, maybe looking into it. And
Brian, I understand your concern, and I appreciate your call. Let me try to briefly answer that extremely deep and complex issue that you raised there. Let's just take one part of what you said, because so much was said. A, I can't do everything. I've tried for several years to build a social network that works right. We built one. It got 30-something thousand members and started crashing and having problems. I built another one last year, paid for it, didn't work right. I've got now people hired in-house trying to just build a basic one for people to get connected and together. So I'm working as hard as I can. That said, I hear you. We're trying. I'm trying to step up to the plate here as best I can. Now, on the other issue of Ron Paul, look at Ron Paul's voting record. It's perfect as a constitutionalist. It's unbelievably good. He's a constitutionalist. And so you judge a tree by its fruits. Obama was a guy who said that he believes in the total abolition of firearms. He's a guy that gave speeches about how he wanted socialist health care. He's a guy who was financed with four times the money of John McCain by Wall Street and said he was going to be an anti-Wall Street corruption candidate. So a lot of that is just basic research and discernment. I mean, we didn't say Obama was going to be good. We said Obama was going to be bad and do just what he's done. And I made the seminal film, Obama Deception, that's evergreen and gets more important with time. Watch it. It's free online. Doesn't matter if you're not employed. It's free. Just Google the Obama Deception. Watch it for free. Email it to friends and family. That's basically free. I can't do more than that. But just to say, I don't know who to trust. I don't trust Ron Paul. Okay, well, whatever. Run for city council yourself. You may not win, but you'll be able to be at the debates and inject real ideas. But, you know, to just say, the globalists want you to give up. They want you to see how much fraud they've engaged in and then not believe that you have any power or there could be somebody real. Ron Paul is not the answer to all our problems. He's just one component to the answer, and that answer is resistance. Resistance is victory.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.